Philadelphia's progressive district attorney Larry Krasner is all but certain to win a second term next week. That's thanks to the Democratic Party's huge edge in city voters. And even as gun violence has risen, steady support from the communities most affected. WHYY's Katie Meyer talked to some leaders from those neighborhoods about what they want to see from Krasner if he wins.
Walking through Gray's Ferry with Tyreek Glasgow, he says he isn't easily impressed by politicians.
The bar is not that high once you get past.
He runs a community group called Young Chances, aimed at giving local kids refuge from the violence that can be common here.
It's a little junky, but this is a return to our.
The group is based in a Tasker Street row house.
This house was the drug house, the gun house. There's still two bullets.
Glasgow's approach is firmly grassroots, based on the belief that communities struggling with poverty and violence need trusted communicators who can reach vulnerable young people. He thinks government often gets it wrong, but he thinks Larry Krasner has been better.
It was a holistic thing. He wasn't saying that he wasn't going to incarcerate, but he understood some of the undercurrent issues, from the systematic racism to some of the deals and the sentences that didn't really reflect the crimes.
Krasner's made a lot of changes in the last 4 years. Getting rid of bail for a bunch of minor crimes, no longer charging for prostitution or for possession of buprenorphine or marijuana, working to reduce the years of prison time he imposes compared to previous DAs. Conviction rates for certain crimes fell during his tenure, like illegal gun possession. That's the most recent ongoing fight between the DA, Mayor Jim Kenney, and Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw. It's one of the critiques Glasgow has as he thinks about another 4 years of Krasner. Amid historically high homicide rates, he thinks the bickering is a waste of time.
And they were having their, and still do have their little fights back and forth of what's more important, what policy is more important than the other. And it takes away from what's needed.
Another activist, Colwyn Williams, says lately he's tired. He works for the nonprofit Cure Violence, based mostly in West Philly. Shooting after shooting, he worries that without the DA's office getting much more embedded in communities, it can't understand how bad things are.
Do you really know the people who would, have you ever sat down and have a mom collapse in your arms because her son just got murdered? Do you see the pain going to the hospitals? We in the hospital responded to the families and parents when they get shot. Nobody's there.
But Williams and Glasgow make it clear these critiques come from a place of support. Neither one of them has any intention of voting against Krasner, as Williams says.
I love him. He's getting my vote again. I love what he do, considering what he's up against.
Krasner's GOP opponent, Chuck Peruto, knows what he's up against.
And vote Republican just this once. Let's see how law enforcement can work.
Almost every day, Peruto, a defense attorney, has been giving a variation of this speech to the lunchtime crowd around City Hall from a truck, towing a massive billboard with his face on it. Peruto says he's running this long-shot campaign to make a statement. He thinks aggressive prosecution and heavy jail time are the best ways to stop crime. His view of criminal justice is in many ways simpler than Krasner's.
Some human beings are bad and some are good, and some prey on the good, and we have to protect the good.
In his Center City office, far above the streets where Peruto's circling the block, Krasner sarcastically makes clear he isn't sweating the election.
Chewing my fingernails, I'm getting nervous.
To his critics, he says this: surging homicides are a national problem, and falling conviction rates for illegal gun possession, despite blame from the mayor and police commissioner, he says that's mostly on the cops.
I would love to see the police department, and I've told them this, use wiretaps. Like, let's take a serious investigative effort here, as opposed to, gee, there's some black kids, let's search them. Oh my, there's some black kids in a car, let's search the car.
He says he does want to keep growing grassroots relationships. Over the summer, his office released several rounds of small grants for those groups. But mostly, he says he plans to stay the course.
You know, we have to continue to do what we said we would do, what we promised we would do. People want us to keep doing what we're doing. And that is primarily where we are going to go.
The election is November 2nd. Katie Meyer, WHYY News.